For NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen. On April 2nd, Springfield voters will choose someone to manage the city's bank accounts and collect fines and fees. Current treasurer Misty Buescher is running for re-election against challenger Jennifer Notriano. I talked with Buescher about her priorities for the office.
How do you describe what the treasurer does?
The treasurer's office is responsible for all of the money that comes in and out of the city. That would be including City Water, Light, and Power and the city of Springfield itself. So we actually handle up to $185 million per day goes in and out of our office. And then on the side, we are also responsible for collecting any fines or violations that are held by the city of Springfield.
And so you've been treasurer for 4 years now. And when you started, you said you wanted to put an ATM in the city, in City Hall, for the people who, as you mentioned, might need to pay fees or fines. And then you also said you wanted to institute an online payment system for business permits. Were you able to accomplish those things?
The ATM was in City Hall in the first few months, and it's used very often. And the online payment system, I'm working with the mayor's office and public works, the clerk's office. There's many offices that actually have to partake in that process. There are different types of permits that are accepted at City Hall for application, whether it be a roofing permit or a building permit. And different offices between legal, the clerk's office, and public works handle those. So the city has purchased a software, has been using a software that they are upgrading called CityWorks that will allow for the permitting process to start online in public works, and then we will work our way from there.
So it sounds like that process is still, or that goal is still in the works. So what are your priorities if you're elected for another 4 years?
We have several priorities in our office, one of which is to work with the other departments within City Hall and have a forecasting and revenue software that I have actually investigated so that each department can input information into it, and we can actually go backwards up to 10 years and put data in, and we can watch and see the ebb and flow of the highest levels of our expenses. And then when we have extra cash, the treasurer's office can have more of a possibility of investing those funds because we have made so much money in investments. And then also the different departments will know when those funds are at highs and lows for purchasing of larger items, police cars, fire trucks, public works trucks, things like that. Some of our aldermen have said that they feel it's confusing when one fiscal year we are raising taxes because we have no money, and the next fiscal year we have money. This software will allow our aldermen, our mayor, our clerk, our treasurer, and all of our department heads to share in that knowledge on a daily basis, which is much needed.
So your opponent says she wants to see more leadership from the treasurer's office and more involvement on economic development. Should you have more of a role in marketing the city?
The mayor's office actually is in charge of the economic development. He has a director there. There is a staff there. I think the director and the staff are doing a good job. I don't think that it's my job to run that department. I'm focused on bringing revenues in, and that is what we've done successfully.
Why do you want to be treasurer for another 4 years?
The reason that I want to be treasurer for another 4 years is I believe and know that I'm the most qualified candidate. I'm a certified municipal treasurer. I am the first vice president of the Illinois Municipal Treasurers Association, and I will be their president in a year. The reason that I do those things is because I'm qualified. I have been a banker for 25 years, which was that experience is what have allowed me to look at how the city's funds were invested, break that down, and change how that process was going on in order to take the city's revenues from investments from $86,000 to over $1 million. That didn't cost the taxpayers any money. We didn't have to increase any cost or expenses or any headaches to the taxpayers. It was just changing how we did business. I do want another 4 years so that we can continue improving not only the income coming into the city and the revenue, but also communication along city departments about revenues and expenses so that we all have a better fiscal standpoint.